John Canta is a regional wildlife manager with South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. He says mountain lion harvest numbers are lower than last year, but he says that doesn't mean the population is smaller.
The season is really how it goes and how many are harvested and at what times, it's really a poor gauge of what's going on with the mountain lion population. There's lots of things that can impact harvest and success, and so it's not really fair to use that as a gauge of the mountain lion population.
Hunting licenses are also down from last year. About 3,200 mountain lion hunting licenses were sold for the 2014 season. Canta says anything over 3,000 is a solid number, so it's not necessarily fewer hunters leading to fewer kills.
We've had good conditions out there throughout the season. We've had snow pretty much on and off throughout the season. Now, one thing that happened this year, I suppose, that you could set aside from last year is we did have a lot of days with sub-zero temperatures and really just frigid cold weather. So I know talking to some of the hunters anyways, that kept them inside versus outside trying to get a lion.
Canta says the Game Fish and Parks presents information on the mountain lion population every August to the commission that ultimately decides the hunting quota by October.
We try to project the population into the future based on current survival rates on collared mountain lions and, of course, the harvest rate and different things that we can plug into that model. And so what that told us is that the population is decreasing, and we presented that to the commission. Certainly, the commission was looking at the harvest limit last year, which was 100, as I mentioned, and last year we harvested 61 lions. So we didn't come close to that harvest limit, and I know for some of the commissioners that was certainly something that they were taking into consideration and weighed on their decision when they chose to reduce the harvest limit.
With the decreasing mountain lion population in the Black Hills, Canta says that affects other species within the ecosystem. He says he's seen the elk population increase in Custer State Park as mountain lion hunting has increased with the use of hounds.
Mountain lions can have an impact on deer in particular, but other ungulates, elk and bighorn sheep and things that they prey upon. So certainly with the decrease in the mountain lion population, we're seeing some relief, if you will, for some of those prey populations, particularly the deer again. Now, I wouldn't attribute all of it to the mountain lions. Certainly hunter harvest is a big part of that, and disease and other predators. There's a lot more things to this picture than just lions.
As mountain lion hunting season comes to an end and Game Fish and Parks starts compiling data to determine next year's quota, Canta says it's hard to predict if it'll change. He says opinions on the issue vary greatly, as those interested in deer and elk think there should be way less mountain lions, but others say let nature take its course.
That's the tough job, is trying to incorporate those social aspects of how these different populations should be managed. And it's very polarized. It goes from one end to the other and everywhere in between. And so it's a very difficult job to make everybody happy and at the same time being responsible managers and managing for a healthy ecosystem and healthy populations of all wildlife.
Canta says the goal of the department is to have 150 to 200 mountain lions in the Black Hills, where there's the habitat to support the species. Officials will determine later this fall whether the quota will continue to decrease during hunting season or remain the same. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Cassie Bartlett.